Welcome to the Build Up on Balls.ie in association with Ladbrokes. Please bet responsibly. Visit dunlewy.net for further information.
There is big news in the Build Up NFL Pick the Spreads, Predictions, whatever you want to call it segment. We have had our first resignation. We've seen a lot of football managers in the Premier League move in the last, get the chop in the last 7 days or so. But now our prime spread picker has got the chop. We have a resignation on our hands here, Morris.
I hereby resign from my position as NFL picks maker for the Build Up podcast. It's been a tough few weeks. My family have really suffered, and you know, I can't go through it anymore. It all culminated in a terrible 0-3 picks this week. My first ever 0-3. I still have some pride.
It went downhill very quickly. But 3 weeks ago, we were talking about how the worst you'd ever gone was one push. Yeah, and now you're resigning.
I am. Well, it went 1-2, and then it went 0-3, and there's nowhere to go from here. To be honest, it all happened, and I realised at about kind of 8:30. When the New York Jets were 2 touchdowns behind to the formerly winless Cincinnati Bengals, that God hates me and I hate the New York Jets. And why am I wasting my valuable NFL watching time worried about whether those Egypts are going to win or not? Now, it's my own fault for picking them, but I just don't want to do it anymore. So I'm gone.
Well, Morris, thankfully this week we have drafted in a more than able replacement. I'm sure you're excited about it. So yes, from now on, I will be picking the spreads in American football. And look, all I can say is the Dolphins are class. They beat the Super Bowl champions. And I don't even know who they're playing this weekend, but I'm going for them.
The Super Bowl champions of the year, the Jets. Last year.
They're playing the Jets. They're playing the Jets.
The Jets?
The Dolphins are... If anybody didn't see the play the Dolphins ran this weekend, the Dolphins are the best crack to watch. They're just so fun. They're like... There's a moment in, if anybody who watches Red Zone, they'll know this moment. It's a brilliant moment where Scott Hansen giggles, like literally giggles out loud, and then he says, "Oh, you need to see what Fitzpatrick, or the other one he does is Winston. You need to see what he's just done." And you've no idea what, like, he could have thrown the ball 70 yards out, or he could have, like, it could be a 70-yard touchdown. Like, you've literally no idea what's about to come up on your screen. It's one of my favorite moments in sport. You just hear that commentary, like, us. You're rubbing your hands, like, something good is coming here. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing, but it's coming, and it's brilliant. Yeah.
The punter-kicker play, I think, was a little bit, oh my God, like, that's incredible. He's tossed the ball four yards.
And he had no blockers. Why didn't they just tackle him? Why did they stop?
It was incredible because they fooled everybody, though, with a new play that you're going to see regularly, and it's never going to work again.
In all seriousness though, how do the Dolphins end up beating the Eagles from where we were about a month ago, if not 3 weeks ago? I think the Dolphins are this last 4 weeks, so they've really kicked into gear. What the name of God's going on?
It's the Dolphins are class,
but they've got Fitzmagic. That's what it is. It's Ryan Fitzpatrick. He goes through these bursts in his career, and he's currently in one of them. And every time, it's like you said, every time it goes to like red zone or something, he'd be 40 yards out and he's like, this is going to the corner of the end zone where nobody else can get it except the receiver at the tip of his fingers and reaching, and he's going to land a centimeter or a millimeter inside, you know, in bounds, and it's going to be a touchdown. And because when he's playing like he is at the moment, he is the greatest quarterback of all time. But it only ever lasts for like 3 weeks at a time every three seasons.
But I really hope, there's quarterbacks like this that you really hope don't ever go out of vogue. Like, you need them, even if it's like, they're just because they're so exciting. I was trying to think, is there any other sport, like, do you remember when Adebayor used to just click in football and you just like, but the rest of the time, like, he was comical no matter what he did because how bad it was at times, but also how good it was. Like, there's quarterbacks who are like that, I hope they never go out of vogue. I don't think they will either, but I hope they don't. Lads, I can't believe we've gotten this far in the podcast. How long am I in this room? We can't believe we've gotten this far in the podcast and haven't talked about my domination, my incredible success, this sporting story of the week, beating Mick in fantasy and knocking him out in the playoffs.
Yep. Good luck, Mick. You said you had a tough time trying to manage 4 fantasy football teams.
It's down to 2 now, by the way. We had early playoffs in our work league for some reason because Donnie is a weirdo and decided to end it all at week 13.
Sour grapes.
So I wouldn't have made it anyway after losing to you. But so we had early playoffs, and then I didn't make the playoffs in one of the other leagues because I was, that was the worst team.
I had promised myself I wouldn't bring up fantasy football this week. It's like, I'm not going to talk about my American football experience entirely through the prism of fantasy football. But now that you've brought it up, Morris, and we're all free to discuss it openly, the New York Jets are a disgrace.
Yes, I agree.
They were ranked as like the second or third defense going into the weekend. Obviously, the Bengals haven't won a game all season.
They're, and Andy Dalton is starting. And then...
He's back, baby.
Christ almighty. But anyway, given that... I joked earlier on, I am not making the picks. You're making the
picks.
You've
now resigned.
Okay. Yeah, I also resign. So, Morris, it's up to you. Pick the spreads this week.
Or else.
So, in the theme of my stunning victory over Mick and the kind of revelations that that has sparked, I think that Mick is in for more pain this weekend. My fantasy team destroyed his fantasy team.
Picks the Chiefs every week.
My actual team is going up against his team this weekend. Showtime Mahomes against old man Brady. Did you see when Brady, if anybody watched this, when Brady ran the ball at the weekend?
13 yards, baby.
They're playing against the Texans, the J.J. Wattless Texans, and still, you know, they're struggling around the place. Bill Destrell is freaking out on the sideline. Brady can't find any receivers. He's throwing on 4th and inches and they're dropping the ball. And then the pocket breaks and he runs the ball. And it was one of the most, like, this guy's 99% accuracy, it's speed 4. Like, it was an amazing. Do you remember that video when there was a camel loose in Dublin? And he was just, it was like such a weird phenomenon.
Was it in Finglas?
He was walking up, yeah. He was walking up a housing estate and you're like, what is happening in the field? That was what it was like watching Brady run. You're like, is this really, am I watching this in slow motion? Is he underwater? What's going on here? That was what it was like watching Brady.
That's when you're in hour 11 of watching those mortals.
And here's the thing, Brady, when he was like 32, would run for a first down like that, and you'd be like, it'd be like watching something happen in slow motion where everything else was in full motion. You'd be like, what's going on here? He's now 40. And you can imagine how much speed he's lost at that time.
So, you're going Chiefs.
I'm going Chiefs. I can't believe I'm picking against.
What's the price here, though? 3.5?
It's 3.5, yeah. Yeah. No, so
this is in New England. This is a different ballgame.
Mick, Chiefs on the road. You've resigned. Oh, you can't be given any opinion on this. You can't have your cake and eat it.
The Patriots lost to a team that threw another, speaking of cool plays, a wide receiver threw a ball to a quarterback. So the Hopkins threw the ball to Deshaun Watson, who kind of, weird, bizarrely, Texans risking Deshaun Watson, he dived for the line, which was weird. But the massive stipulation, I'm not sure this is going to come true, but I will never go against my beloved Chiefs, and they'll be inspired by my fantasy performance this weekend.
Undoubtedly.
Yeah, and also Mahomes.
Next pick.
Next pick. This is a hard one, right? Because I hate this division. Like, I really, really hate this division. These teams are, they're as frustrating as the Jets, but should be way better. Like, the Jets have historically have been awful, but the Dallas Cowboys are at the Chicago Bears. Two teams that I can't really muster much love for. But I do actually think that the Cowboys, despite coach who's constantly getting criticized by his owner recently and their bizarre record, are a good team. Like, I do, I think I like watching Eddie. I thought Dak in really difficult conditions against the Pats, if it wasn't for some bizarre tripping calls, they could have been close in that game. I'm just saying that to piss off Mick.
I'm beyond this. I'm in a fugue state at the moment.
I like the Cowboys -3 against the Bears.
That's on Thursday night, by the way, so if you're following Morris, not much time.
And the final one, there's two teams I have here, right? And I find it hard to make a decision. So the one is the Seahawks are playing the Rams, Hustle and Bustle Wilson. I don't like this LA Rams teams. I said this before on this podcast. I love Hustle and Bustle Wilson.
Hustle and Bustle. And
for that, does he hustle or even bustle?
I think NFL nicknames are the greatest thing.
NFL real names are the greatest thing, never mind nicknames.
Yeah,
Bishop, yeah. Sankey, the Archbishop of Sank. Sorry, go on.
No, that was the end of my point. Like, I just like what's Lamar? Is it Lamar Action Jackson? I like that. Old Man Brady is perfect. Build.
Did you not make that up, though?
Danny Dimes.
I did. Danny Dimes, who turns out is, I mean, he's dealing with pounds that are no longer worthwhile in this current currency. What other ones do I like? There was a running back. It doesn't matter. I like NFL nicknames. The other pick away from the Seahawks, a game that I was hoping Mick. This is why Mick's resignation. I can understand it.
I'll step in. I'm coming out of retirement for one.
I can understand it, given his devastating loss in fantasy last weekend. But nevertheless,
the issues you're facing.
If you're speaking of players who we talked about, exciting quarterbacks. The LA Chargers are playing the Jags this weekend. These are two very exciting quarterbacks for very different reasons. Philip Rivers is... You want to talk about old man Brady? Let's talk about old man Rivers. Like this guy...
Old man Rivers!
Sorry, go on.
This guy... The sadness in commentators, you're watching commentators, and commentators talk, the way they talk about Philip Rivers now is they're really sad because they know that this was a guy who was an elite level quarterback who they're going to watch very, very soon get benched live in the game. And they see it coming and they're kind of despairing about it. But it has to happen. Like it's baffling the amount of times that he can snatch a loss from the jaws of a win. Like, it's so weird. And at the same time then, you've got the Jags who, G. Minshew, who's my guy, been a weird year for rookie quarterbacks. Mick mentioned Danny Dimes earlier, was all over the place. Kyler Murray with the Cardinals at times has looked class. Last weekend could not connect with anything, partially due to he had a hamstring injury on Friday. He was questionable to start and they ended up just getting annihilated. But the Jags are playing this joke shop of a LA Chargers team this weekend, and they're plus 3.5. I kind of like...
Is Minshew back in? Because Foles is back, but he was benched during the game last week.
Yeah, he was benched during the game. And it sounds like that they're going to go with Minshew this weekend as well.
Wow.
Which I think will be interesting. Could be an interesting week for quarterbacks. Eli Manning apparently is going to start again just because...
what was the spread of the Seahawks game again?
The spread is... Seahawks are minus one. You're basically...
That's
back.
I like that.
Yeah, the Seahawks against... I don't like this Rams team, and the Seahawks have a class quarterback and two really good receivers in Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. So I actually do like that. For the purposes of safety of a bet, I like that pick. Yeah. But for the purpose of excitement, I think the Jaguars, maybe just watch two really erratic quarterbacks go at it.
I think go with the Seahawks. My wisdom.
I think Mark's right, but he's the one only one allowed to give advice to. Who are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers playing?
The Bucs, that's a cool question, yeah.
Because whoever the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I like saying their full name because it's very long.
I can't remember who they're playing, but it's very tight.
They're playing the Colts, which is an interesting...
Colts lost last week. They could be packing it in. They've got so many injuries, including Jacoby Brissett, their quarterback, who can barely walk at the moment. And the Bucs are just gas. But they're actually like gas and winning games easily now all of a sudden, as opposed to just being gas and winning the odd one, losing the odd one. They're probably too late to make the playoffs, but they're actually not a bad team to keep an eye on bet-wise for the rest of the season.
Not
that you'd listen to me or anything.
This is the worst retirement I've
seen. Bucks are the only win I've had in the last 2 weeks, actually, beating the Falcons.
Lads, it's really time to go. There's so much on, and I think at this stage, the Jason Quigley fight might be over if we don't get out of here.
Come on, Ronnie.
Or at least this tonight's Premier League games. Thank you very much to everybody who has listened this week. If you've not subscribed yet, search the Build Up on Balls.ie podcast to subscribe. Please also rate and review the show. If you're having any bets this weekend, do gamble responsibly. This is just a bit of crack. Visit dunlewy.net for more information. Until we talk to you next week, mind yourself. To subscribe to the full Build Up podcast, search the Build Up on Balls.ie on all good podcast apps.